Exodus chapter number 20, and we'll read one verse. Verse number 12, I may read it twice before we pray. We're continuing in our study on the Ten Commandments, and we come to a transitional point in the Ten Commandments. We've dealt with the first four, and all of the first four have to do with God. Everything, the first four, thou shalt not have no other gods before me, deals with God. Thou shalt not make any graven image. It has to do with God. Thou shalt not take the Lord, thy God's name in vain. It has to do with God. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. It has to do with God. Now there's a transition. Now we're going to move from our relationship with God. Now for the next six commandments, we're going to move to a relationship with you and man. And the first commandment that God starts with when dealing with a relationship with mankind is mom and dad. Amen. Verse number 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Notice what it said. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the good song service. God, already, thank you for meeting with us. Lord, as Mark sang a while ago, we just want to say we love you this morning, and we sure do thank you for saving our souls. Lord, I pray, God, that all that was done in those lands that we went to, Lord, your word will not return void, and God, folks, will continue to be saved because of it. And God, I pray we get to heaven. Lord, as we prayed over there, that one of them would walk up and tap us on the shoulder and say, boy, I sure do thank you for giving me that Bible. I know how to go to heaven. I'm here today because of what Christ done and for the word that that was given. Lord, thank you for that in advance. Bless our services today. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. This is a bridge between two relationships, God and man. And the first four deal with God, as we've already said, and now he wants to deal with our relationship with man. So the next six commandments deal with man, and he starts with the most important. And before you can get to thou shalt not kill, commit adultery, steal, bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, you have to have a right relationship with mom and dad. Someone said mom and dad see God in the Bible. Children first see God in mom and dad. First impressions of God a child receives are from his mother and his father. Child's attitude about God is first formed and fashioned by the attitudes their parents have about God. The fifth commandment, we see a father and a mother, and we see a parent's role in the home. Enough can be said. We don't have time to say how important it is about the role of the parent. But when it comes to being a parent, sometimes we often feel like the man in the grocery store. And the man in the grocery store had a screaming kid there in the thing. He was getting groceries and he was there by himself. And all the screaming kid just jumping up and down, wouldn't hush. And the man just pushing. He was staying real calm. And he was just getting his stuff. And every so often he would say real softly, keep calm, George. Don't get excited, George. Don't yell, George. Don't get excited. Stay calm. And there was a lady watching him. He was just slowly repeating that to himself. And a lady was watching me from afar off. And she came up and she said, sir, I just want to commend you for your patience in trying to keep little George quiet. He looked at the lady and said, hey, I'm George. Being a parent is not easy. Someone said raising a teenager is like trying to nail Jell-O to a tree. Somebody else says if you have a lot of tension and you get a headache, do what the bottle says on the aspirin bottle, take two and keep away from children. Somebody else said the reason grandchildren and grandparents get along so well is because they share a common enemy. My favorite is this one. I saw it on a bumper sticker the other day. It says, insanity is hereditary. I got mine from my children. Being a parent's not easy, but it is a great responsibility. And it's most important, you are going to influence those children, developing those child's relationship to God, developing those that child's relationship to man. And you, mom and dad, are in the middle, and you bridge the gap between a relationship with God and a relationship with man. Honor thy father and mother. Parenthood should be held in high regard. The home is the foundation of the society. No nation, community of people is stronger than the family structure that makes them up. As goes the home, so goes the nation. A family can survive without a nation, but a nation cannot survive without a family. Sadly, our society is removing the landmarks and destroying the foundations of the family. We got homes today in America that are unraveling. Foundations are being destroyed. Families are dividing. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you saw a happily married couple portrayed on television or in a film? You remember the kinds of television shows that we used to watch? Little House on the Prairie. Somebody give a little hand wave on that. I Love Lucy. Somebody say hi, Lou, for I Love Lucy. Lassie. Father knows best. Somebody, hey, what about Leave It to Beaver? What about, hey, my dad and mom's favorite, Mr. Ed. Somebody wave right there. Anybody remember the Real McCoys? Hey, you know what television, I know it was still Hollywood, and preachers still preached against it, but back then Hollywood was telling you in a roundabout way, Little House on the Prairie, Father Knows Best, Mr. Ed, some of those things, they were saying, hey, this is a real, genuine, happy family. Yeah. We want you to watch this show, have a family like this. Now, television, we reverted now from Little House on the Prairie to Roseanne. You say, preacher, how do you feel about Roseanne? I can't tell you this morning because we're recording. Shows like Roseanne and Dallas, Dynasty, Falcon Crest. You see how the change? Now, some of you probably don't remember those. Well, what about the shows of today? Now, the shows of today, The Big Bang Theory. American Idol. You say, preacher, you watch these? No, I looked it up. Top TV family. I put top family TV shows 2013. Number one, The Big Bang Theory. Never seen it. I have no idea. American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, The Walking Dead. Now, I did look up that one. I said, what in the world? The Walking Dead, I looked and the picture was enough. If you like that kind of stuff, you need to sleep out in the graveyard. Come on. Amen. Two and a Half Men. And a Half Men. Modern Family. I mean junk. You understand what Hollywood is making fun now, making fun of family. Comedy shows make the dad look like a dummy. He's stupid. He don't know what he's talking about. The children are smarter than the parents on television now. Can you imagine having a television show today? Father Knows Best. Some of the shows his father don't know nothing. Especially the parents, especially the dad, they're looked up on as stupid. They don't understand. They're out of it. They're hypocritical. They're failing in every way. Their children has to enlighten them, telling the parents how to behave.
Come on.
You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Think about this. I know it's Disney, but think about it a minute. Amen. Honey, I shrunk the kids. Hey, that was funny. How is the father portrayed? Stupid. You shrunk your kids. And now the kids have to battle and do and all. They become the heroes. What about E.T.? E.T. Parents, you don't have to know how to deal with this extraterrestrial, whatever this thing is. You let me help you. You don't know what you're talking about, Mom and Dad. Let us help you. Home Alone. Hey, I admit, that was funny. But who's the stupid ones? The parents. You left your kid at home. And now he does battle with the burglars. He becomes the hero. Parents, I can do without you. Leave me home next time. Everything be all right. I'll whoop the burglars. I'll sit up. And it was funny. I watched it. I laughed. But here's what we're talking about. We've moved from the traditional family, and now it has moved until the parents. Everybody over 30 is stupid, and the parents are running the government now. The children are running the government now, and the children are running the media now, and we're reaping a harvest of not proclaiming, honor thy father and mother, and now we're reaping the harvest. Now, you don't have to like it, but you sure must have to agree with it. God give us 10 commandments. Out of those 10, he give us one. Says, honor thy father and thy mother. Basic family value that needs to be treasured. Romans 13:7, if you want to get a little Paul on it, says, render therefore to all their due. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear of the fear. Honor to whom honor. We live in a generation that knows nothing about family values. Children are unappreciative of their parents. Paul speaks of this in the latter days. 2 Timothy chapter 3, he lists a long list of awful, awful, awful abominations. And then he says, disobedient to parents. The fifth commandment here, it deals with starts the second section of these Ten Commandments. Here's the only commandment, out of all ten, the only commandment that has no negative word whatsoever. Every other commandment says, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. But this commandment says, honor thy father. He gives you something to do. Right. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, but do this. Honor thy father and mother. Jesus boiled the Ten Commandments down to two. Love God, love your neighbor. And if you're going to love neighbor, it's going to begin at home. Child, if a child doesn't learn how to honor his father and his mother, he's got basic character flaws that's going to hinder him from fulfilling the rest of these commandments. Honor thy father and mother comes before thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. What's first? Honor thy father and mother. The religion that does not begin at home generally does not begin. Our parents are the first people we meet, the first persons we begin to know. And if we can't learn to respect and love our parents, how are we going to get along in society? This is what I see in this passage. That was all introduction. There's a lot of preaching just welled up in me. Them people over there didn't understand me anyway. Number one, in this passage, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord God has given thee. Number one, the recognition that is demanded. There is a demand. There's no age limit to this commandment. As long as your parents are alive, you are to honor them. Proverbs 23:22, hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. There's not a system, there's not a governmental agency that can honor your parents for you. You have to honor your parents. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4 says, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite, in other words, repay their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Jesus Christ, a dying man, before he draws his last breath, he's got his mother on his mind. And he says, John, you take care of my mama. The children are supposed to take care of their parents. You take care of my mama while I'm gone. He had his mother on his mind. And listen, you say, well, what are you supposed to do? Hey, when they get old, you feed them. Your parents, hey, they fed you. Young people, listen to me. They fed you. They get old, can't do it. You feed them. They give you a bath. They cleaned you up. They took care of you. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 5:4. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them first show piety at home to requite their parents, in other words, repay, for that is good, acceptable before God. Her children should take care of her. And listen, well, kids, you got older parents, you take care of them parents. You love them. You honor them. As long as they're drawing breath, you honor them. The Bible says, 1 Timothy, keep reading, these things give in charge that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
Yeah.
That's pretty plain English. We don't need a newer version for that one. That is pretty plain. Don't let down those that brought you up. Too often, good old mom and dad are seen as obstacles to be overcome rather than guides to be emulated. The word honor, I looked this up. The word honor says to give great weight to. To give great weight to. So, when you leave and your mom is here in the room, you go up to your mom and you say, Mom, did you know the Bible says you're really heavy? Don't try that. But it does say honor thy father and mother. Honor means to give great weight to. Something weighty is important. Children are to hold mom in high esteem. Children to hold dad in high esteem. They're not just two old folks out there trying to ruin your fun, ruin your life. A child that grows up saying, nobody tells me what to do, and you let them get away with it, they're going to have a hard time keeping a job, holding a marriage together, and being productive in society. Nobody tells me what to do. Well, I would tell you what my dad did to me, but we're recording again.
That's right.
I thought the Liberty Bell rung for the second time. Young people, I know we got a lot in this church, and even those of you that have families now, disrespect to your family, disrespect to your mama especially, it's not going to be tolerated in my house.
Amen.
Not in front of me.
Yeah.
They might do it somewhere else if I find out about it. Hey, do not disrespect mom and dad. Amen. Your mama went through the shadow of death to have you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This commandment comes for all the rest of them. Don't kill, commit adultery, steal. Hey, first you got to make sure you honor father and mother. Jesus was a great example. 12-year-old boy, he submitted himself to his parents. Experience. So, preacher, experience. Experience is far wiser than ignorance. It's an ignorant child that refuses the counsel of the wise. Experienced parents. Mark Twain says, when I was 14 years old, my father was so ignorant, I hated to have the old man around. When I was 21 years old, I was astonished to see how much my father had learned in only 7 years.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians chapter 6 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise."
Yeah, that's right.
Two stages. The first stage is a response. When you're growing up in your home, you're growing up as a child. Children, obey your parents. And parents, you make them mine too.
Amen.
Don't let them run wild. Make them mine. Dr. Phil don't know nothing.
Amen.
You can throw him out the window, and we are recording, and I hope he gets a copy of it. Hey, put the Board of Education on the seat of learning, and there's something on that backside. There's only one place now where you're supposed to hit a child. You don't pop them in the face. There's one spot built. God designed it to be popped every now and then.
Aye.
I'm not talking about child abuse. I'm talking about just it was designed that way.
Aye.
It's connected. It runs up your back and it's connected to the bottom of your brain.
Yeah.
And when it's properly hit with enough force, there's a signal that goes up your back to the back of your brain going, "Don't do that. Don't do that."
Yeah.
It's very easy. There's two stages. First stage is the stage of response. Children obey. Someone said this. There's three ways to get something done. Do it yourself, hire someone to do it, or forbid your children to do it. If you want to get something done, tell your children, "Don't you do that. Don't you mop that floor. You leave the room, they'll be mopping it. Just because you told them not to." And the second stage is, the first stage is, children, obey your parents in the Lord, if this is right. Second stage is when some of us got families of our own now. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. That's the first stage. That's when your parents are looking at you. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, if this is right. That's when they're around you. The second stage is honor thy father and mother. That's when you got a family of your own and they not looking.
Come on.
Honor thy father and thy mother. I heard my dad tell me many times. He says, "Son," he would be at church one time, we'd stand up front, and he said, "Son, I want you to sit down right there." I said, "I won't sit down. I've been sitting down all day." "Well, sit down right there." "Dad, I don't sit down." I went, "Oh, okay." It done got serious then. He said, "What? I mean, I don't remember how old it was." He said, "Why'd you sit down for?" I said, "I was scared." He said, "There will come a day. Because you've seen kids, it says, sit down. And they sit down and their face tells you, I'm sitting down, but I'm standing in my heart." He says, "Son, there comes a day when you need to sit down, not because you're afraid of the bell, but because you honor father and mother."
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Right.
There comes a day when you don't obey because you're afraid. You obey God because we honor Him.
Right.
Some people say, "Oh, you're afraid He going to get you?" Oh, well, he could very well could. He's just like our father. But hey, you obey Him because we honor Him.
Right.
There has to come a day where we sit down. Yes, but in our heart, we're sitting down as well. Obeying. Honor thy father and mother. Obey. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. People say, "Obey your parents in the Lord." Oh, in the Lord. That means if my parents ain't in the Lord, they're not saved. I don't have to obey them. No, 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 my friend. No, no, no. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. You got to compare that with another verse. Colossians 3:20. Watch this. Colossians 3:20 says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord."
Amen.
Children, obey. Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord. You know why you ought to obey your parents in the Lord? It's well-pleasing unto God.
Right.
For this is right. You may not obey your parents because... you're not to obey your parents because you think they're right. You're supposed to obey your parents because it is right.
Amen. Amen. Right.
Children, those of you in the room still living at home, if they're paying for your food, they're paying for your clothing, they're paying for your shelter, they're paying for your insurance, they have a right to call the shots in your life.
Right. Aye.
To raise a child today from childhood to adulthood costs to parents roughly $300,000. One father was going to have his picture made with his family. He told the photographer, all his family was there, wife, kids, all that. He asked the father, he said, could you make our family portrait where my sons have their hands in my pocket so it'll look natural? You ought to obey your parents in action and in attitude. Let me say this. We're all coming down to the close here. Luke chapter 2, verse 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. Jesus was subject unto his parents. Did he obey his parents because they were always right? No. Jesus was always right. Did he obey his parents because they knew more than he did? No. Jesus knew more than his parents did. He still obeyed them. Did he obey his parents because they were morally superior to him? No, no. He was morally superior to them. He still obeyed his parents.
Right.
He obeyed them because God had given them to him and he honored his father and mother.
Yeah. Amen.
No exemptions, no exceptions. You say, I had bad parents. Well, hey, I understand. Thank the Lord I had some good ones. Still got some good ones. Still got some good ones. But let me say this. You go to the court, the law, standing before the judge, you know what you say? Your Honor.
Yeah.
You don't know, that man may be a scoundrel. He may be low down. He may be rotten. He may be a drunk. When you go in that courtroom, you say, Your Honor.
Amen.
You know why? You're not honoring his personality. You're honoring his position.
Right, yeah.
Come on.
Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. A study once disclosed that if both mom and dad attend church regularly, 72% of their children remain faithful in attendance. If only dad attends regularly, 55% remain faithful. If only mom attends regularly, 15% remain faithful. If neither attend regularly, only 6% remain faithful to church. Be faithful to your family. Be faithful. Teach them faithfulness. Teach them fairness. Be firm, but be fair with them.
Amen.
Some people are like the little girl who was very unhappy with her parents because they've refused her wishes. She kept on asking. They said, no, no, no. One evening, her mother was coming up the steps. The little kid was by her bedside praying. And her mother heard her praying. Please, Lord, don't give my mom and dad any more children. They don't know how to treat the ones they've got now. There's a promise that's given with this commandment. Your days will be lengthened. You'll live long. Teenagers, listen. You want to live long? Obey your parents.
Amen.
Teenagers die every day because they did not listen to their parents the day before. If my kids listen to me, now listen. If my kids listen to me, they don't always listen to me. Listen, preacher kids are not perfect. There's not a separate Bible for preacher's kids and there's another Bible for yours.
Right.
Mine are just like yours. But if my kids will listen to me, they'll never become alcoholics because they won't drink if they listen to me. If they listen to my mom and dad, they'll never cough themselves to death with emphysema because they won't smoke. If they listen to me. If they listen to me, they'll never be crippled by venereal diseases because they're always going to remain pure.
Right.
If they listen to me, they're never going to be caught in the wrong place, the wrong time, the wrong crowd, because they're always going to be where they need to be with who they need to be with. If they listen to me.
Right.
Children, if you don't, then you could go off in some of these things.
Yep.
I'm almost done. Hang on. Some of you did the Baptist salute on me. Proverbs 30, verse 17 says, "The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it." You say, "My parents are not worthy of respect." Only perfect children can command or could demand perfect parents. Our parents are not perfect. Your parents are not perfect. Mine were not perfect. But they do, God said, they do deserve our respect. Heed their counsel. Proverbs 1, verse 8 and 9 says, "My son, hear the instruction of the father, forsake not the law of the mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck." You say, "I didn't have good. They're trying to tell me what to do. They think they know better more than I do. How do I listen?" Now suppose your family decides to go on vacation. They're going on vacation. And your family, you're already married, got kids of your own. Y'all can't leave when your mom and dad does. They're going to go a day ahead. They're going on vacation. You're going to follow in behind them. They get on down the road. They call you on the phone. Say, "Hey, let me give you a little update. Going through such and such a place, you're going to have to be real careful because the road's under construction. You're going to waste a lot of time, so we suggest taking a detour around such and such a place." And then they might say this. They might say, and by the way, we found a wonderful motel to stay in. It's very reasonable, very clean. There's a great restaurant right beside it. You'll enjoy it. Oh, don't fail to stop and see such and such. We pass you, me and your mother. We pass it. Oh, it's so beautiful. Be sure to stop and see that. You'll enjoy it. Now, is that because they think they're smarter or better than you? No. They've just been down the road further than you have. Parents, I know. Sometimes they think they know everything. And parents, they don't always know everything, but they're never in doubt. Honor your father and your mother. I got to tell you this: father and mother, they went without, saved to put their son through college. They sat in the son's graduation. They watched as he crossed the platform to receive his degree with honors. He walked down the aisle, and instead of going to where he was supposed to sit, he bypassed the aisle and he went right to his mom and dad. Took that diploma, walked right by his mom and dad. Dad stood up, shook his hand, hugged his mama, said, "Here's my diploma. Y'all deserved it."
Amen.
Let me say this to us. I'm done. I know I said that a bunch, but it's sort of a trick of the trade. Every time I say I'm fixing to get done, everybody's like, "Oh, okay, good." It just buys me just a few more minutes. Whatever you want to do for your mom and dad, do it. Pay the visit. Give the gift. Do the deed. Show the affection. Do it while you can. If your parents are still alive, take advantage of that opportunity. I'm 40 years old. I've preached a lot of funerals. And I've seen some funerals. None that I've done here, so don't be thinking of it. But I've done some funerals to where the kids try to make up and buy an expensive casket. And I'm for expensive. You want to buy an expensive casket, help yourself. And they do all this expensive stuff trying to make up for stuff they should have done while they were alive. Now let me say this to you. Dead noses smell no roses. If you're going to do something for them, you do for them while they can still smell the roses. Hallelujah. Honor your father and your mother. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my mom and dad. I thank the Lord that we're able to go to church together. Lord, I ain't always obeyed. I always done right. Lord, I haven't always done right to you. Lord, I pray today Before we move on to these commandments, we get this right: honor our father and mother. Lord, I pray, Lord, if somebody's in this room not saved, they don't know you as a personal Savior, Lord, these Ten Commandments are not going to save them. If they kept every one of them, it ain't going to save them. They couldn't keep them if they tried. But Lord, you came to this world and you kept every one of them. So if we would trust you, you'd be sure to take us to heaven. So God, I pray for somebody in here like that, they'll trust you as their personal Savior. Now Lord, you help us to give the roses while you can still smell them. And appreciate, honor, respect our mamas and dads. Lord, you help us now in Jesus' name.